Cricket Australia has now two spots to fill on its board of directors after the resignation of the former Test captain Mark Taylor. He follows the board's chairman, David Peaver, who announced his resignation amid blowback for the way he handled the release of a damning cultural review of the organisation. But Taylor was viewed as a high-calibre board member, and observers say he'll be hard to replace. Meanwhile, the Australian team is struggling on the field, losing its seventh one-day international in a row. Eliza Borello reports.
And South Africa are won by 6 wickets with...
As ABC cricket commentator Jim Maxwell put it, Australia was emphatically beaten by South Africa in Sunday's one-day match in Perth. ABC broadcaster Clint Wheeldon called the game with him and says the team is in a form slump fans haven't experienced for some time.
That's 7 one-day internationals in a row that the Australians have lost. They've never lost 7 consecutive one-day internationals in a row.
Off the field, Clint Wheeldon says former Test captain Mark Taylor's resignation from the Cricket Australia board is another blow to the cricket fraternity.
Mark Taylor's been on the board now for 13 years. While you can bring in other great people, and I think that they should and will, you do suddenly lose a fair bit of that knowledge and experience. And whatever you think of David Peaver, he'd been around for a long time as well. So there will be changes, good or bad. They take a fair while to be seen. On-field's a different issue. What can the Australian public expect there? Well, I think the Australian public can expect to have a pretty tough summer.
In his own words, Mark Taylor says he felt he either needed to nominate for the chairman's role or stand aside.
I said many months ago that my next step, I thought, as a Cricket Australia director, was either to step up or to step off the board of Cricket Australia.
He chose the latter, saying it's time for another former player to have a go, suggesting, among others, former Australian batsman Simon Cattich. Asked who he'd choose, another former Test player, Bryce McGain, has similar thoughts.
Someone like a Simon Cattich comes to mind, even a Chris Rogers had come to mind as well, who are very capable, really understand the game well, understand what players need, but also have a good outlook on some good leadership and professionalism as well. So I think there are some candidates out there. It'll be a matter of the board really sourcing them out and finding a suitable replacement. Difficult to replace someone of his calibre, but I think fresh ideas and giving someone a new opportunity is a good start.
It's been 7 months since 3 Australian cricketers were suspended over a ball tampering scandal. Bryce McGain says the team is clearly going through a tough time and is urging fans to keep the faith.
They're really struggling for form and probably feeling some pressure as well. I think it's probably indicative of a young group coming together. They've certainly had some domestic opportunities and now they're getting their opportunity for Australia, and they're just a little inexperienced and a bit unsure of their game, it looks like. So we're getting some inconsistent results or maybe consistently under par results, which are ones that we're not quite used to. We need to keep backing that team in.
It's former Australian cricketer turned commentator Bryce McGain ending Eliza Borello's report.